This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for September 3rd. Chadbourne Town Council on Tuesday passed a new ordinance regulating the location of vape and tobacco shop. Under the new rules, the businesses may not be within 400 feet of any residential district, and they must be at least 1,500 feet from any school, church, community center, or similar establishment. New stores must also be at least 2,000 feet from another vape shop. Look for more on this story on our website. The Chadbourne Dangerous Dog Board will hear two cases Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Town Hall. The meeting is open to the public. That Saturday structure fire that killed four sisters who are ages 2, 4, 6, and 7 at Chadbourne is still under investigation. In a joint press release on Tuesday, Sheriff Bill Rogers and Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said a deputy on patrol in the area was first on the scene, but the structure was completely engulfed and he could not get inside the structure. Two 12-year-olds escaped the fire. No adults were in the home at the time. The family had been staying in an outbuilding on a relative's property on North Colony Road. A GoFundMe has been established for the family. We have more on this story on our website. Bladen County authorities have arrested a Harrells man after he allegedly sexually abused a family member for years. Joshua Poe Hatfield, age 41, was arrested after an extensive investigation. He has been charged with statutory rape, statutory sex offense, and sexual battery. He's being held under no bond. Monday's Take the Lake Challenge drew one of the youngest swimmers ever to complete the course. 9-year-old George Edwards III of Wilmington completed the 4-mile swim along with a dozen other contestants. The swim was founded by Lee Greer for local Boy Scouts. It was later absorbed into the Take the Lake event. The health department is going to be hosting a food drive tomorrow starting at 10:30 a.m. That's going to be at their office at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. You can meet the staff and find out about other opportunities while picking up some free groceries. Friday is the Wellness Health Fair at Vineland Station, a joint effort between the Donnery Cancer Center and local first responders. The event will feature health and first responder information booths, free health screenings, mental health service information, and much more. Kona Ice will be on site, and at 2 p.m., there's the Battle of the Badges Cornhole Tournament. The event is free, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m. at Vineland Station in downtown Whiteville. The Museum of Science in Whiteville is celebrating 25 years of service to the community. Originally, the North Carolina Museum of Forestry, the landmark was eventually brought under the wing of the Museum of Science to allow broader opportunities. A reception supporting new projects at the museum will be held September 11th. Tickets are $60. Contact the museum for more information. September 13th starts a new season of flock swaps at Gurganus Farm Store in Whiteville. There's no cost to participate. You can bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade, and get a head start on your own flock and herd if you're just starting out. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the farm store on Madison Street. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.